وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وموالاه. أما بعد, question for the Muslim in the hereafter, how big is the land that Allah gives to him? How big is the land that Allah gives to him? How big about Masjid Tawheed? Bigger than Masjid Tawheed? One individual? Yes? 10 times the wall. For one individual. Ahsant. Yes, there is hadith. Subhanallah, is fi sahihain hadith Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. The Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the last Muslim who entered Jannah. The last Muslim who entered Jannah. Who, when he entered the Jannah, he will think there is no space for him. It is mal'a, is already full, has been taken over, nothing left for him. And he is the last Muslim who comes out from hellfire. He is someone from hellfire. The Muslims who went to the hellfire, we seek refuge with Allah from it, they already out. He is the last one from hellfire. And he is the last one who entered Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, فَإِنَّ لَكَ مِثْلَ الدُّنْيَا وَعَشَرَةَ أَمْثَالِهَا. This hadith collected by Bukhari and Muslim. فَإِنَّ لَكَ مِثْلَ الدُّنْيَا. For you, you have equivalent to the wall. To the wall. Not to Stone Mountain or Georgia or the US or South America or North or America or Asia, or Europe, or Africa, no. The world, all of it. وَعَشَرَةَ أَمْثَالِهَا, and 10, the same, 10 like it. So this land we are living now, the human, they live very small part of the land now. You remember the land, the earth is two, land and ocean. Which one is bigger? The ocean. 70% this is an ocean. The rest is 30. And that 30 human are not even in one very small area. Thousands of miles are empty. No human is there. Don't think it's people so crowded here in Stone Mountain. That's the case in everywhere. There are actually continents. Nobody even leaves it. This is just the earth. The last Muslim who enter Jannah, who get the least, will have this world and 10 of it, 10 of this world. Is this something you can imagine? Beyond our imagination. So when he build a house for Allah, he has a house, it's in that land. He prayed 12 rak'ah, other than the 5 mandatory prayers, he get a house. Every time he does that. Many ways to have house in Jannah. Where this house is being built? In this big land. If this is the case of the one who get the least, how about the one who was foremost? وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. سَابِقُوا, hurry up. Compete one another. Race one another. In Jannah paradise, the worth of it is like the heaven and the earth together. Heaven and the earth together. Heaven and the earth. Earth, we already mentioned. How about the heavens? Ask those astronomers who studied this subject. They tell you this sun, you see it, the sun. If the earth, million of earth is put inside the sun, it is swallowed. Earth is nothing when it comes to the sun. A million earth, goes, the sun is swallowed. It's nothing. And that sun, when you look the Shi'ra, the star that the Arabs, some of the Arabs used to worship and consider God, وَأَنَّهُ وَرَبُّ Shi'ra, is bigger than the sun, way bigger than the earth. These are stars. They call all that is in one galaxy. Just one galaxy. Consists of billions of stars. One galaxy. And there are billions of galaxies. And all that is the universe that can be seen. All is in the worldly sky. Then the biggest sky, the biggest one, the next one, the next one. Each one is bigger than the other one. And all that is nothing compared to the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal. Rather, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The kursi of Allah is larger than the heavens and the earth. And all together with the kursi, the throne is going, all of it is going to be like a ring thrown to the desert. It's beyond our imagination. Allahu Akbar. Allah is great. So the Muslim who enter Jannah, who is the last one who enter Jannah, he get this worldly life, all of it, and 10 times. Only him. And all this is Jannah material, not worldly material. Endless. No sickness, no worry, no grief, no pain. There's no hospitals in the Jannah because there is no sickness, no illnesses, nothing, no bathrooms. It's a place full of joy and happiness. Isn't it worthy? Isn't it that Jannah then deserves a Muslim for the sake of Allah to leave his evil desire, this worldly life? He loves it. He has a desire for it. He leaves it for the sake of Allah to get the better and bigger. It's worth it. It deserves. So anyone who is tested with drinking, wal-iyadu billah, smoking, with chatting with women, listening to music, so and so, remember, what's in Jannah? وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانُ. Indeed, the Akhirah, it is the life. لو كانوا يعلم, if they would know. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Dunya is nothing but something to be short enjoyment, passing enjoyment would be to be deceived with. وَالْمَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ. Say the مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا is what? قَلِيلٌ. What's قَلِيلٌ? Little, small, all the dunya. So a believer, when he fasts, when he gives sadaqah, when he calls people to Allah, when he remains patient, when he goes through sicknesses, he grieves, he worries, he remembers. If you enter Jannah, the least you get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this world and 10 of it from the time Allah created to the last, with all its oceans and valleys and mountains, beyond our imagination. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, azza wa jal, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is generous. Therefore, a Muslim, whatever he goes through in this world life of hardships, he remembers, alhamdulillah, you'll be satisfied. In another narration, Allah will ask, hal radita? Are you satisfied? Say, yes, Allah, I'm satisfied. You have another one. You have another one. You have another one. You have 10 of that. You have 10 of that. Such a way, this Muslim will say, Ya Allah, أتسخر مني أو تضحك مني وأنت الملك. Oh Allah, you mock at me. You make fun of me and you are the king. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he laughed. Because this man, he is not expecting that. Then he will ask, human being, oh Allah, if this is the case with me, how about those, your righteous servants? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention, will say to him, they have what? مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذْنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. Something never ever came to the heart, to the mind of a human being. بَشَرْ نَكِرَ فِي سَاغِي. النفي تفيد العموم. Even Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he never comprehended that. It never came to his mind, صلى الله عليه وسلم, what Allah prepared for the righteous ones, rather than anybody else. So regardless how you beautify the Jannah, how beautiful it is, how good it is beyond your imagination. This is something deserve a believer to remember, to live for the sake of Allah, the haram, what Allah forbade. Anyone who live of what Allah forbade will enter Jannah. كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. قالوا ومن يأبى يا رسول الله؟ قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, all my ummah will enter paradise, except the one who refused it. He rejected it as a one. They said, who is going to refuse Jannah? He said, whoever obeys me, he enters Jannah. Whoever disobeys me, he rejected, he refused paradise. So to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially with the temptation that the disbelievers and the Iblis, the Shaitan and his followers are spreading everywhere, especially with this technology, leave it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah give you a life full of joy and happiness. وَفِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِيهِ أَنفُسُهُمْ. In the Jannah, whatsoever their soul desires, whatsoever they desire, whatsoever. Anything you wish is there. Anything you wish without limit is there. وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنْ. What make the eyes have joy. When you look at it, you see joy. وَأَنْتُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدًا. You'll be there forever. Endless. No disturbance, no grief, no stress, no problem, no nothing. That life deserves to sacrifice for it, to live haram for it, to do the righteous deeds for it. We ask Allah al-Karim subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people of Jannah without punishment and reckoning. Wa sallallahu wa sallam barak ala nabina Muhammad.